recently on House Committee on Human Services. I always feel it's a waste of other people's time if we don't start on time, and it does not give credit to the people who show up on time. So we are going to be looking at the committee rules on human services. These are the boilerplate rules for every committee. So since we have plenty of time this morning, why don't we look at these one by one and see if anybody has any concerns. And if you have concerns, I guess we'll have to take it up with the co-speakers. Committee rules may be amended by affirmative vote of the majority of the committee, give one day's notice. A quorum will be comprised of a majority of the committee. In the absence of a quorum, the co-chairs may assign fewer members to receive public testimony. We won't have public testimony today, of course. A quorum for such hearings shall be one member. Hopefully we'll never get to that point. In previous sessions, it did, not in the House, but in the Senate, there would often be one member taking testimony from the public. We hope never that will happen. Very embarrassing and very, I think, rude to people, the public, who will come to testify. The co-chair shall call committee meetings, set agendas, and cause notice of the time and place of committee meetings. The co-speakers may designate subcommittees as deemed necessary and shall appoint the co-chairs and membership of each subcommittee. We're not looking today at subcommittees. That may be happening later in the session as we move along. At the co-chair's discretion, measures may be either assigned to a subcommittee or retained in full committee for action. The co-chairs at any time may remove a measure from the subcommittee and assign it to another subcommittee or the full committee. And sometimes that may happen later in the session, probably unlikely to happen early in session. But as the session comes to an end and we have to be out of here by the end of June, things are starting to move very quickly, so sometimes that happens. The co-chair shall be ex officio voting members of all subcommittees. Notice of any full committee or subcommittee meeting shall specify whether the committee or subcommittee will conduct a hearing, a work session, or both. Testimony shall be taken at a hearing but need not be taken at a work session. So very often that happens. We try to hear all the testimony that the public and also anyone else, the agencies, et cetera, that have testimony to give. We'll see later that if there's a lot of testimony, then it will be at the discretion of the chairs to limit the time that is allotted to each person giving testimony. And very often at work session, there is no testimony. We've heard the testimony and we make a decision. Sometimes we need clarification on testimony that's been given in the past, and we'll ask folks to come up and clarify. In the event the committee does not complete the scheduled agenda, the items may be carried over to the next scheduled meeting with the following guidelines. A measure must have been scheduled with appropriate notice. We talked yesterday about what the notice is. The measure, that's right, the chairs and co-chairs were talking about the notice. It's 72 hours normally. The measure must be carried over for the same type of meeting, so if it were a public hearing, it has to be carried over to another public hearing. A co-chair announced in committee the intent of both chairs, co-chairs, to schedule the measure at the next meeting. We must agree to that. A revised agenda listing the measure that originally received the appropriate notice shall be posted as soon as possible following adjournment of the committee meeting. If you have any questions, any of this, ask. Measures that have had a work session and are waiting only for the fiscal and revenue review by the committee may be carried over until the impacts have been received. Welcome, Representative. I didn't see you slip in. At which time they may be taken up under a work session for final consideration in accordance with carryover provisions in subsection 7 of these rules. All committee and subcommittee meetings shall be open to the public and the press. Goes without saying. The presiding chair may set a time limit on public testimony for the purpose of accommodating the greatest number of witnesses. We don't have to do that often, but sometimes we do have to do that. Any member of the full committee may attend and participate in any hearing or work session of a subcommittee to which he or she is not assigned. Such attendance shall not be considered in determining the presence of a quorum, and such participation shall not include voting on any issue before the subcommittee. Number 12, the affirmative vote of a majority of the appointed members is required. So it's not just the members in attendance, but a majority of the appointed members. So 1, 2, 3, 4, there are 8 of us, so we could not vote on, we can't even vote on the rule today because there have to be 5 votes. The affirmative vote of a majority of the appointed members is required to cause a measure to be introduced by the committee, to table a measure, to remove a measure from the table, to amend a measure, to send a measure to the floor of the House, and to approve recommendations. A motion in committee does not require a second. Upon the request of 2 members, a roll call vote shall be taken and recorded on any question. The notice of intent to file a minority report, is a very complicated issue, and we can discuss that further, and hopefully we won't have any. But what I always say to my committee members is, you do whatever you can legislatively, and I will help you in any way I can. Just no surprises. Please, no surprises. That's all I think that Representative Gilliam will agree with me, too, that we will support you in any way we can. Just yeah. Don't surprise us. Let us know ahead of time. The notice of intent to file a minority report may only be applied to a measure reported out of committee. The minority report shall be subscribed to by at least 2 committee members who are present and vote in opposition to the committee report. They shall notify the co-chairs of committee staff by 5 p.m. of the business day on which final action on the measure was taken, or before adjournment of the committee meeting during which final action was taken if the adjournment is later than 5 p.m. So since our meetings will be in the mornings, that's unlikely. Any members giving such notice shall have 48 hours after giving notice, good morning, or until 5 p.m. of the second following business day, whichever is earlier, to deliver the minority report, including a legislative council draft, to the committee staff. Our committee, and you're just here.
So I'm just here today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Minority reports shall be filed at the desk on the same day the committee report is filed. No member shall sign on to more than one minority report on the same measure. 16, the minority report is subject to the requirements of the House Rule such and such. Issues contained within a minority report must have been submitted as proposed LC amendments and distributed to the committee for possible consideration. If a work session occurs within 24 hours of the first public hearing, subsection A will not apply, but the issues contained within the minority report must have come under discussion in the committee filing the committee report. Minority report is really a big deal.
Yeah.
And there will be lots of people, if that does happen, there will be lots of people to help you through this, including committee staff, who will not be her, but also Ramona Foley and the co-chairs. Proposed amendments by other than members of the Legislative Assembly must be submitted in writing to committee staff at least 48 hours prior to the work session in which they are considered. No measure shall be reported out of committee unless the written Legislative Council amendments and any fiscal and or revenue impact statements have been distributed and reviewed by the committee. This provision applies to all measures reported to the floor for action or measures with subsequent referrals to the Committee on Revenue and or Ways and Means. Any correction of clerical errors on amendments need not be approved by a majority of members, but must be signed by the committee co-chairs. So these are just usually typos. The corrected amendments must bear the written caption corrected. So that's a lot. Yes, Representative.
Wouldn't it be good if we had the basically everything go through Ways and Means or see the fiscal on it before it even comes to committee?
Well, a lot of things will come to committee that we won't, and fiscal and revenue are very, very busy. And so a lot of things will come to us that we will not be passing out. So it's only when we're at the point of passing legislation out that we get the fiscal and revenue. We've discussed this at length in our caucus, and you might discuss
that
in your caucus.
Could be the difference in the way somebody votes on one of these measures.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of things that sound really good but carry a large fiscal.
Exactly. We won't pass it out of committee until we know the fiscal. But that's a good point. Thank you. So I'm going to wait to vote on this until maybe we'll get a few more members. Could you please call, let's see, we're missing Representative Gilliam and Representative Frederick?
Barker.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, they might have the same problem I did. I had two assigned at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, so it's a little confusing.
Would you like me to recess and check on that?
No.
Okay.
What
was your first
huh? I'm not sure.
Really?
I thought that we were all...
We have Representative Gilliam.
Yes, thank you all very much. I'm glad you could join us, Representative Gilliam.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Co-chair.
Oh, no, that's Coco.
I would like to remind the committee that I'm personally embarrassed that a member of my caucus is this tardy to an important meeting of a committee.
Thank you, Representative.
Representative, because
he would do it to me.
He's not in your caucus.
We just got through reading the rules, and if you...
Give the test.
Is that going to go in your foot, in your mouth?
Everything is.
You've got a shoe on.
I actually own a tie. I know where it is. It's in the garage. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry.
I haven't had coffee yet either.
I don't either have anything, yeah.
So, we just read through the rules, and there's a boilerplate. Representative Harker, are you there?
Yes, I am, finally. I apologize for being so late.
Well, you weren't the only one. Thank you, Representative. We just got through reading the rules, and so now I think we will vote on the rules. Any other discussion on the rules? Okay, Representative, yes.
Chair May, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules.
Representative Thompson moves to adopt the committee rules. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Harker?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Frederick?
Absent.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Tomei?
Aye. Having received the required majority, the House rules pass.
Quick question.
Yes.
Are we okay with voting on the floor?
Yes, Ramona helped set this process up. So for this, mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fine with me. I just never.
Could you introduce yourself? I've forgotten your name.
Sorry, I'm Beth Herzog, one of the committee administrators, but not the committee administrator that will be staffing your committee permanently.
And that will be Jennifer Keller. Do we know her phone number? We'll get that. We'll send that to you because she is not administrator just for the co-chair and me. She's the administrator for all of us. So if you have any questions, feel free to call her, contact her anytime. Representative Co-Chair Gilliam was on this committee earlier, and Representative Boone has been on this committee at least a couple of four terms. Thank you, Representative.
This fourth term.
Yes, great. And we will be hearing all kinds of bills that will be coming through. We're also going to try to do Human Services 101 to bring us all up to speed on the human services that are provided in this state so that we're all on the same page. So I spoke with Bruce Goldberg yesterday, and he said he would work with us to set that up.
Thank you.
So we'll be hearing from Human Services. One of the things we've been tasked to do is move legislation, because as you know, over 1,000 bills were introduced in the last couple of days. So we'll be hearing legislation as soon as it can be assigned to our committee so we can start pushing things through. And when we have time, then we will hear from the folks at Human Services about, because there's a lot to hear about. We're going to be hearing from the state hospital, from the PSRB, from children and families, from adults and disabled. What is that term, Debbie? Help me with that.
Oh, developmentally disabled.
Thank you, and developmentally disabled. So we'll be hearing
seniors,
from...
Seniors.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. So we'll have a lot of catching up. This is a huge agency. We've got a lot of learning to do. So I look forward to that.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
One of the things that might be different this time around is that we won't be hearing a lot of the health stuff, because isn't that
right.
going to be spread out between this committee and the health committee?
Right, right. But hopefully we will be getting legislation about mental health issues,
yeah.
right, because we will be hearing legislation about the state hospital and the psychiatric review board. So, hello? Chris? Maybe he left us.
Well, this is Lou Frederick.
Oh, hi, Lou. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I'm sorry I'm so late. I actually dialed into the wrong room. I
called
out of the D rather than E.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. We just passed the rules, and I think you have a copy of those. So we passed those, and we're just sort of talking about what we're going to be dealing with in this legislative session. So, Mr. Co-Chair, if it's okay with you, I thought it might be interesting to hear from folks about their history and
idea.
Their interests in human services. Representative, you want to start?
You know, it's kind of odd. I actually did ask to be on this committee, and everybody says I'll be enjoying it with time and everything to put in, but I think this is a place where we need to make sure we're protecting services that are going out to the people and making the cuts in the right places, because obviously we know this committee is going to have to deal with a lot of those issues this time, and we need to make sure we're not affecting the public. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to be here, because I think sometimes we miss the boat on those, and we really need to look at things very closely to make sure we're protecting our most vulnerable citizens, and that's why I wanted to be here.
Good. I appreciate that. Thank you for joining us. Mr. Co-Chair?
Go ahead, Lou.
Oh, Lou? Reverend Frederick? We're just talking about our interest in the committee and a little bit about yourself.
Well, my concern is very much Representative Gilliam?
No, it's Widener. Representative Widener.
Widener. Oh, hello there. My concerns are about many of the folks who are struggling to deal with a number of issues that, frankly, they need some help with. I have particular concerns about mental health and children, and concerns about just the basic services that human services that I encounter on a regular basis in my community.
Great, thank you very much. We're happy to have you in the committee. Did we miss anybody over there?
Harker.
Representative Harker, are you there?
I think if someone might have their computer.
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay, very good. So I'm Chris Harker. I'm from Beaverton in Washington County. We're at 1,000 feet. It's still a sheet of ice on my street, so I apologize for not being there. I have not had personal involvement in this committee before, as you said. I was on healthcare and education primarily in the previous session, but representing the area that I do, we have an appallingly high number of people who are in need of these social services that we're going to be discussing and making important decisions about in this committee, and of course with the economic situation as it is, that's only worsening. So I'm happy to be on this committee and hopefully get to play an important role in some of these decisions we're going to face.
Thank you, Representative, and we're so glad you've joined us. Julie, why don't we start with you?
Okay, well, Julie Parrish, and from House District 37, which is Tualatin and West Lynn, and new to the whole process. And I think for me, this committee is, given the new budget reality of what the state's facing, not just in this session, but likely beyond for quite a long time to come. Obviously, we still have a need to deliver these services, and my hope is that we really rethink the way we deliver these services so we can find cost efficiencies and we can address the policy as it needs to happen here, so that when we look at the budget and we look at how much money is available, that we've done our work to rethink the delivery side so that the budget matches accordingly and that we're still getting the services delivered. And, particularly for children, certainly mental health is, as that continues to climb and be an issue. So those are kind of the focal points for me, and I'll be bringing a lot of personal backstory to my decision-making process as we go through this. So,
great. We're glad you're on our committee. Thank you for joining us. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Deborah Boone, and I represent the beautiful Upper Left Coast, which is probably sheeted in ice, too, as we speak. But this is my fourth term and fourth time, despite what Representative Gilliam says. He says, I haven't been doing this for four terms. The term you don't remember is when you weren't here when I served as the co-chair with Margaret Carter, Senator Carter, for the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Human Services. Bingo.
We're going to have trouble with that.
We're going to have a lot of fun. But that being said, that was also the session we passed the Senate Bill 1, which was the mental health parity bill. And that was a big deal for this state, and that was very important to me. And it was the one I gave the longest floor speech on, and I had to have one yield. So this is a great committee. We do a lot of things. It's difficult sometimes to hear some of the stories. But in my area, the coast, we have a higher level of unemployment and sometimes need for some of the services the state delivers. And Representative Parrish, I'm glad to hear you say what you just said, because we've been talking with our new governor, who's really an old governor, but he's just back again, so he's new to us this time again, but he is just has me smiling with some of the things he has been saying about a new kind of thinking, how we deliver services, and just a whole new paradigm in how we look at budgeting and the state. I think we're been forced into this, I think it's an opportunity, and I'm looking forward to some new ways of doing things, maintaining our level of services to people so that, in that sense, and I'm not talking always just money level, we're trying to get away from just looking at numbers and looking at outcomes, and I'm really happy to hear, and I'm going to quit in just a minute, I'm happy to hear that there's so much talk about prevention this time around, both in healthcare and in public safety and things like that, because we all know that a little money spent up front will save us a lot of money on the back end.
So. Thank you so much.
Representative,
I'm glad to have you back again. Yes.
Could I yield for Representative Boone?
I'm going to hold you to that because I might need it.
Representative Thompson, we're so glad to have you.
Thank you. Well, I started in healthcare when I was in the House in 2004, and then I spent two terms in the Senate as a staffer, policy staffer to Senator George on healthcare issues, and then this is my second term back in the House. So I've been on healthcare pretty much since 2004, so it's the first foray into this side of it. But I firmly believe that healthcare and human services are so interrelated. We have to look at them in that way, and especially for mental health and addiction services. We have a huge problem in this state, I think most states do, and that's exacerbated by a lack of budget. So we're going to have to do a fresh look at outcomes, how we can do more with less, for the short term at least, and I'm hoping we can come up with a program that will actually be an umbrella for healthcare and human services, and especially reach out into the rural parts of Oregon,
yes.
So where the service provision framework isn't there, and find some way to reach everybody. But it will be a challenge this time with the budget issues that we face. So it's going to take some careful consideration.
Indeed, it will. Yeah. Indeed, it will. Thank you so much for joining us. Senator Gilliam.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Vic Gilliam from Silverton. And I've served on this committee one other session. And I probably am the least qualified to be on human services of that group. Now I have that under my belt, and it was a great experience. But as I look at who we've got and who we've got on the phone, I have to say I'm as excited as I was from the 07 session, and that's hard to say, because that's been probably one of my best experiences, even being in the minority, because of the way we work together. I won't go into the past history, but it was a good group, and I don't think I brought one bill forward, but I was allowed to be part of a group to make some bills better. I was allowed to be heard, and I'm proud of my service there. I told my co-chair yesterday that I think I received a master's degree sitting here listening. And that's why I support the whole idea that she alluded to of particularly the department, certainly others in the state and other professionals, but particularly the department, because the money we spend over there is huge. And if you just are saying, well, there's a big pile of dough that we got to start cutting, you're going to miss a lot of people that really need support. The divisions of that gargantuan bureaucracy are sophisticated, and it's important that we listen. So we don't have time to just sit here and have PowerPoints from the department. We understand that. But I hope you'll keep your ears on when particularly the people from the department, wonderful professionals, come over and explain to us. It doesn't mean that we can't do it better. It doesn't mean that we don't still have oversight. It doesn't mean that we're taking away any authority of this committee. But it's very important that just as we put forward volumes of legislation, that we listen carefully. Because I believe we have to do this surgically, whether it's policy or funding. My relationship with the co-chair is an interesting one. We are probably very far apart philosophically, but maybe not as far apart as you think sometimes. In the last session, I won't talk about what the bill was, but she was carrying a bill on the floor, and I positioned myself right behind her. She didn't see me, so that when I wasn't at my chair as usual, so they called my name, and I loudly voted aye for her bill. Now, I startled her because I was right behind her screaming in her ear, but I also startled her because I was supportive of that bill, which I don't think she expected. We agree more times than we don't, despite the labels and the appearances, and I just have a great deal of respect for her. We'll go at it here, and we'll go at it in our meetings every week to get it right. But this is serious stuff, and you've all articulated that very well. But we have the opportunity here, as I see the experience, whether it's personal experiences or professional, to have a, and I'm speaking also to those on the phone, to have a really successful group as we move forward in a very, very tough time. So I'm honored to be part of this.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm Carolyn Tomei. This is my sixth term. That's just hard to believe. And my third term being now co-chair, but I've been chair of human services for two terms before that. And I'm honored to be back here again and honored to be co-chair with Representative Gilliam. If you don't know yet, he is so much fun. We will be doing serious work here, but we're also going to have a good time. We will enjoy each other. We'll often disagree, but we will not be disagreeable when we disagree. We will have a positive experience. And if you don't have a positive experience, talk to him about it.
And so it begins.
It is Representative Gilliam, co-chair, and I will be meeting together about the timing of our committee. So, you know, watch for that. We'll be sending you out emails and what issues we will be discussing. Since it's very difficult, obviously, for some people to get here at 8 in the morning, we may be looking at a later time until at least floor sessions start. But we'll be discussing that. Anything else that we need to be talking about? We will be meeting in Hearing Room D, as I recall. Anything else? You look like you have something to say, Representative.
Nope, I'm not.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Mr. Co-Chair?
No.
Sure.
Nicely done.
Again, we're going to have a good time. Yes.
So with all the codes, you know, I would not be unopposed to just dropping them, as the senator from the other side of the House mentioned in his opening statements, because that does get to be a mouthful.
Yeah. I would suggest call me chair and her Carolyn. I don't know.
If he's here, you can call him chair. He may not always be.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's proven today.
But if you say Mr. Chair, obviously,
there
Madam Chair, yeah.
So I'm think okay that's with that idea. Without all the jumpy co's in the mouth. Cause
don't you want to call him Coco? Coco Widener.
And, you know, we do need to get it straight, maybe not this second, but I think it'll cut down on, you know, how folks respond. It's going to be an extra mouthful every time they respond to
that's
the question.
Right. That's
so
a good
getting
point.
It,
that's right.
I was thinking of Sonny and Chair.
Oh, I like that.
Very good. Anything else?
Sonny being Representative Gilliam.
With that, we will close the House Committee on Human Services. Thank you all, and I'll see you.